Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hello, and welcome to episode 215. Today's topic has came out from a lot of questions that I've been getting from our listeners and also from our clients or people that are not our client. And that has to do with everything that's kind of going on in the universe around us. So people are basically asking, I mean, do I reply? Do I put something out to my email list, my social media channel? Do we put something on our website? I mean, what do we do in a situation like this? And I will openly tell you that there is really no perfectly easy answer. And I'm going to tell you kind of both sides of the coin that I have seen over the last couple of days or last week or so. But before I do that, I mean, really, at the end of the day, it comes down to the core of your business, the type of business that you are, the type of leader that you are. And this is going to be a tough one because I'm going to give you the pros and cons for both. And even though you might just be coming out and, I mean, supporting all the things that have happened, there's going to be another side of the people that are going to see it the wrong way. So it's never easy with what you do. But I always go back to, you want to really do what's right for yourself and for your company. So I personally have had a policy at my company that we do not get involved in anything that has to do with politics. And we also do not do anything that has to do with public events and things like that. So yes, there's unrest going on kind of all around us. And yes, there are a lot of companies that are sending emails, and we'll talk about those. But there's also a lot of companies that they're staying on the sidelines. And I can't tell you that that's the wrong thing to do. You're going to have some people are going to say, well, if you don't say anything, then we just assume that you're for the opposition, so to speak. So there's a million different ways that this can be viewed and perceived. So regardless of what you do, there really is no perfect answer. There's really no easy answer, so to speak. So the companies that have been putting things out, they've often said things like, we've got to do better. There's been some companies that have stepped up and made donations to certain charitable causes and things like that. So there's been a lot of different messages and things like that that have been out there. So example, Best Buy sent an email basically saying, here's what we're going to do to continue to help the youth and start to have more events at their stores and things like that. And I think it was well perceived. But then when you go and you look on Twitter, for example, you're seeing some people that are saying, this is great that Best Buy is stepping up. And then you see the other people saying they're just trying to take advantage of the situation. And then you see the third side of a two-sided coin that says, I can't believe they're putting that stuff out there. This is ridiculous. So you're never going to please everyone. But what I'm encouraging you to do is to stay true to yourself and your company. But I personally have always advised, if you're going to put something out there, you should have a neutral tone. And you should be prepared for any potential ramifications that you're going to incur. So, for example, there's certain businesses that they're not open on Sunday. They'll never open on Sunday. And they do that because they believe and they feel, and again, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, that Sunday should be a day for family and for a day of worship in church. So that is what they firmly believe. And anything that potentially threatens that or things that are related to church or things that go against God, they tend to speak out against. And they're going to attract some people that are very happy with that, and they're going to attract some people that are not very happy with that. But again, it's looking at the core of your brand, the core of your story, the type of people that work at your company. This is a really tough one to say the right thing, because people are, in my opinion, getting a little bit crazy. I mean, there's riots happening. I mean, I live in Buffalo, New York. I mean, there were two police officers yesterday or the day before. Someone tried to run them over with a car. I mean, things are just getting crazy. So if I go on my social media and I start putting something out there that says, I think it's a tragedy that happened to these police officers, then I'm going to attract attention of people that are in alignment with that view. And then I'm going to attract people that believe, and they're going to take that in a different way and say, oh my gosh, you're supporting the police and what happened and all these kinds of things. So I try and keep my personal views and my personal opinions off of social media and more private, because I can give you story upon story upon story, and I've been reading them every single day the last week, of people saying, not just, oh, I'm unfriending you on Facebook, but I'm going to stop doing business with you, and I'm going to tell all my friends to never do business with you ever again. There was a white label digital agency, meaning that they do work for other agencies, but under the agency umbrella. And this particular owner of that agency put something out on his profile that I won't get into, and wasn't very appropriate based on his views. They were his personal views, but all these people, because it was public, all these people started seeing it. He started losing clients left and right. They're like, I can't believe I was doing business with this particular person in this company. So you really have to be very careful in what you're putting out there. So at the end of the day, I can't tell you that I encourage you to put some content out there, to send an email to your list, to do a video. But it really, again, comes back to the type of company that you have, the type of brand that you're putting together, how involved you personally are within the brand or not involved. I mean, it's a tough sell, and it's a tough win, because you have to be neutral to the point where you're not going to really offend either side, but know that you're still going to offend someone. But at the end of the day, it's up to you. And I encourage you to really, this will sound cliche, but really look more to your heart and what you want to reflect. Because at the end of the day, the company is a reflection of the leader, of the owner of the company. And if these are things that you strongly believe in, and you want people that are doing business with you to be in a like-minded mentality, then put some stuff out there. But just know that there's going to be ramifications regardless of what you do. Hope this was a little bit helpful to at least kind of teach you how I think through this, because at the end of the day, it is an individual decision, and it's going to differ person by person, business by business. I hope things continue to get better for you and improve all across the U.S. I know these are very, very trying times, but I'm hoping that things start to improve. Make sure you tune back in here tomorrow for the next episode. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.